Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My car just got stuck on the street, and there's one caller on the line. I'm playing a song until the rest of the hosts come in. I'll be back in a few. Continue now in a second. One sec while I bring this article up. We're going to be talking about Trump's convicted tax evasion. We're also going to talk about the politics. Listening to NPR on the way back. Actually, I was listening to MSNBC at work, but then I heard that one of Trump's companies, while he was running for president during the campaign cycle, they put up fake front companies 26 times at $600,000 a pop to try to move resources around, and they committed, it was intentional, so it was considered tax fraud. Two subsidiaries of the organization were convicted Tuesday of this week by a jury in New York City of multiple crimes, including that, tax fraud, which I just mentioned, falsifying business records, and conspiracy. The guilty verdicts on all 17 charge counts came 3 weeks after the company's owner, Donald Trump, who we all know, declared his candidacy for the White House in 2024. Trump was not personally a defendant in the case, which related to a scheme by his company since 2005 to avoid taxes on compensation in the form of perks, including free apartments and luxury cars to then Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg and other executives. But Trump knew exactly what was going on, apparently, a prosecutor said in the closing arguments in a Manhattan Supreme Court. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, whose office prosecuted the Trump Organization entity, said in a statement after the verdict was announced that this case was about greed and cheating. In Manhattan, no corporation is above the law, said Bragg. Trump said in a statement Tuesday evening that he was disappointed with the verdict, but he plans to appeal. It is a continuation of the great political witch hunt in the history of our country, Trump said. New York is a hard place to be a Trump. Well, that's one reason he moved to Florida. Jurors began deliberations on Monday after a trial that featured testimony by Weisselberg, one of the CEOs, the only person who was actually charged in this case. So I know Pianki sent me something midweek about how Congress is suspending the January 6th evaluations, and he can get into that. The company faces fines up to $1.6 million at sentencing, which was scheduled for January 13th. The guilty verdicts also could harm the firm's ability to obtain loans for its various real estate holdings and other business ventures. Three of Trump's children also face a pending civil lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James that alleges widespread fraud involving years of false financial statements related to the company. The attorney James is seeking at least $250 million in damages. So I just wanted to mention to my host that I just got off a grueling 8-hour shift at the assisted living, so I'm not necessarily on my A game. But I did find it puzzling that the same Trump organizational entity created all these lavish, luxurious tax discounts. They did it 26 times. That's what got them in trouble, is the repetitiveness of it, because it was not unintentional. With that, I'll bring in Pianki. He's been waiting the longest, 17 minutes, and then Don, who's been waiting six. Good evening, Pianki. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've kind of had a heat stroke today. It's so hot down here. But
are you trying to pick on me because I live in the tundra?
Yeah, you live where you want to live.
Not necessarily. I'm getting bills paid over the next. It's my 10th year living here. So what was it down there in St. Louis? 50?
I'm down in Louisiana.
Oh, 70. You are? Are you visiting relatives?
I'm in my winter home.
That's pretty cool. Impressive.
Yeah, so ducks fly south. To their winter homes,
don't
they? Is
it 60 or 70 there?
Right now, the low today is 63 degrees.
I would say kiss my
on
ass,
this...
but...
Pardon me?
As of next year, I can go away for 3 months in the winter.
That's good. Well, here's the thing. I live down here rather than stay up north. But the thing is that this is some more gibberish. The man has companies. He's not his fault. It's the people that handle the companies. And also,
well, they were
up
trying
to
generate money for him, though. But can we say hi to Don first? Because
I
put him on the air.
Here. Yeah, bring
Don,
him in. Yeah,
Don is here. John is not. Hi, Don. I just want to be courteous and say hi to everybody. Hi, Don.
I'm
how
fine.
You doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Just sitting here watching football and basketball and everything else right now. In my winter home and my summer home. But, yeah, no.
So, Pianke, go ahead, Don.
You guys in the middle of this country, it doesn't matter where you're at, get ready for this atmospheric river because it's going to be raining for a week. Raining is in
well, it's, most, it's been over in Minnesota here. For 3 days now, the brunt of the bad weather.
Yeah, well, you get some more. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but, I just got my car stuck in front of my house. But, Pianke, do you really think Trump knew nothing about these corporate dealings? You can finish your sentences.
He put that's in somebody else's hands. That's the company. It's not him. He can't. You can sue the company, but you can't sue him. You can sue my company, but you couldn't sue me. That's the way it works. And
well,
also,
convicted.
Well, he said he's going to appeal it. What did the IRS say when they turned in the tax return? Also, what did the banks do? Just because you list that your house is worth $1 million in order to use for collateral as a loan, well, the banks has got a process where they check and see if that's feasible. And if they went on with the loan, that means it was approved by them.
It just seemed, in my opinion, from what I briefly heard, that they were shifting money around where they could have been more on the up and up. And I know
well,
a lot
you
of
do
corporations
things, you,
do it.
You do things that's legal. It's legal to avoid paying excess taxes. I did it. Everybody else in business should do it if they can, if they got the deductions, and avoiding taxes is not illegal.
Well, Alan Weisselberg is going to be he was found guilty of evading taxes on company-paid perks for over a decade. So whether they nail Trump or somebody else, they're still guilty.
That's
I'm
because
not playing hardline here.
I'm trying to tell you, he was the recipient. You know, let me put it like this. I could buy you $500 worth of groceries. I could take you to the store every week and buy you $500 worth of groceries and charge it on my company's charge card. You only required to pay, what's your tax rate, about 20%? You only required to pay 20% of that in taxes. I get to write the whole, my company writes the whole thing off as a business expense. Is that right?
I know that. I make $65,000 a year.
So I'm
and
asking, is that,
lot,
is that illegal?
They take more at the
is
end
that
of the
illegal?
Year. It's not illegal. Last year the IRS raped me, for lack of a better term.
Well,
not only did I pay a
different.
Lot of taxes during the year, I owed $4,000 at the end of the year.
That's because you're a consumer and not an investor. If you
no,
because
I have no
person,
kids under 18.
Then you, no, but you don't have any deductions. That's exactly the point.
Right, and I the only thing I have to add for a deduction is my small student loan payments.
Right, and that's not a business deduction. That is a consumer deduction. You were a consumer when you took out that loan. You need to figure out how to do it. Pianke is exactly right. A corporation cannot, does not absolve the owner, especially if it's a corporation. It absolves the principal of being sued. But,
okay, I have a question for you guys.
You've got to invest,
we'll talk about my finances later.
No,
I've already been paying the IRS
$200
a month. The former, I want to ask you guys if you agree with this at all. The former president's companies now stand convicted of over 13 to 15 charges. That is consequential. Let me finish.
They're being charged. They're being charged. They're not being convicted.
No, they were convicted in a court.
When?
Tuesday. Let me finish the sentence so I can ask if you guys agree with it. This was a case about lying and cheating false documents to the end of evading taxes for individuals and corporations. Prosecutors said the company criminally dodged taxes and suppressed payroll costs by lavishing its executives with unreported perks. Do you guys agree with that?
The payroll, the executives has to pay the taxes on quote-unquote perks. Also, they done the tax to best of their knowledge at the time.
I really highly doubt that, Bianca.
How do you know you aren't them? And
so
I don't pay any
or whatever his name is, sitting up in a luxury apartment ordering caviar and champagne, knowing that he's abusing.
No,
the
what
system.
I'm saying is this: if he receives something that he should have paid taxes on, that's him. That's not Donald Trump. If I had to gave you the groceries and you didn't pay the taxes on it, when you do a scratch off lottery ticket and you don't pay taxes on it, that's you.
One attorney said we are here for one reason only: the greed of Alan Weisselberg. So it's hard to know if anybody collaborated with him.
Yeah, well, who is he working for?
Donald's in charge of the umbrella organization.
Right.
I can partially agree with Bianchi that he doesn't have fingers in every pie. But also, on the other hand, it seemed like they had enough money where they could hide it and put it in other places.
Well, it don't necessarily have to be hiding. It's just that it ain't your business. It comes under a tax code, a tax identification number. That's not your business or the public's business.
It is if they're being charged in a federal court and found guilty.
Well, then you could have another trial and it could be found innocent.
Okay, let's just...
That's why he's going to appeal.
I feel like Bianchi in some ways...
You know what? And here's
like
another thing. Hang on for a second. Hang on for a second.
In other ways, you're choicefully naive.
Let me tell you why come if you want to appeal it. You know why? Because it's a liability. It's a business expense. So he appeal it. And if you don't appeal it and you try to charge it off as a business expense, then they raise it an eyebrow. So you appeal it, the cost involved to appeal it, if the fine is $1 million, it costs him $1 million to appeal it, then his deduction on that business expense is $2 million the next year.
Well, I hope Alan Weisselberg can afford the mistakes he's made. Now, just to end this to wrap this topic up, it says, a broader investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney Office is open in the Trump matters. He faces federal investigation charges over his handling of classified documents that led to a raid of Mar-a-Lago.
What does that got to do with his business expenses? His business case.
They were just trying to wrap up the article by saying that there's other Trump related.
But why come they didn't put in Russian collusion?
But you're forgetting about John Eastman. Eastman was the liaison between Weisselberg and Trump. Trump knew what was going on. That's
yeah,
why
come they didn't include wrap it up by talking about Russian collusion? Where is that at?
That's long gone.
Nothing is long gone nowadays. They go back when you were 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the Republicans are trying to nail Hunter Biden.
bottom line.
While the world is on fire,
Bottom line is that
wrangling over
petty
bullshit issues.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
They're not bullshit.
It's Don on the air, not John.
Hey, Don, I'm sorry.
This is democracy. This is the crux of democracy. This is where we're talking about, do we keep the Constitution, or like Donald Trump says, do we do away with some of the Constitution?
That's right. So, if we do away with the Constitution and all that stuff, those charges and things just go away too. All the people in jail, you let them out.
Yep, pretty much. Start all over.
All murderers and everything, and if anybody get killed between the time that it's gone and the moment it's gone, they can't be charged. They didn't break no law. People don't understand how this stuff works.
Well, then why, you know, that's why does Trump say that the Constitution needs to be changed?
He said it's because the way people just ignore it, they might as well, that's what it seems like, they operate as if it's not there anyway.
They do, but bottom line is that it is there. They act like one way, and that's where Trump has gotten his corporations have gotten in trouble. That's why he didn't want to release his taxes. Trump is money.
Your Constitution has nothing to do with businesses, by the way.
No, it has nothing to do with businesses. But it has something to do with the moral fabric of how we're supposed to act. And that's where the Constitution is 100% the way it is.
Well, no, that's not true, Don. The Constitution has no perpitude on morals. It has perpitude and legitimacy on laws. It's the law. Some people say
privacy.
Yeah, free speech.
Those are moral issues.
Yeah, but you can say what you want to. I can say I don't like ends.
But that doesn't
I said I didn't want my daughter marrying a white man. So that's free speech.
Right, and that's a moral issue.
And
it's a moral issue.
And
what's
that
happening? Did your daughter marry a white man?
No.
There are still rules on the book.
Yeah, that actor, what was his name, Dog? D-O-G, the dog? He said that about his kids, and everybody criticized. But that's his right to say that. He wants his grandchildren to look like him.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that this is, and I said the bottom line three times, that means that somebody ain't listening. But the thing is that we want to protect our freedom of speech and freedoms of action, and when we talk about other people doing something and saying something that's not protecting free speech. When we take somebody out of these colleges who are talking whatever they're talking, that's not free speech. When we, you know, change laws in the middle of change our policies and platforms in the middle of legislation and conversations, that's not free speech. You know,
yeah, but
like,
free speech don't exist every place. Congress, the Constitution was speaking to the government when it put those stipulations.
What I'm saying, though, is that the Constitution does govern our moral guidance.
Let's go like that. I disagree on it.
If they have the right to guns, those are all moral issues. Those are not any kind of technical issues or anything like
that.
Well,
so when a guy say he would like to screw your wife, is that free speech?
Hell yeah.
All right. Where's the morals come in then?
And you ain't supposed to do a motherfucking thing about it. You just sit back and say, okay, that's free speech. That's what you do.
Where's the morals supposed to come in? Your wife came home and said, I just got out of bed with such and such. That's free speech, right? So is that moral?
I'm not saying anything about it.
It's a life-changing event.
If you can't handle your wife, you don't deserve her. You know, and that's all that is.
Yeah, so what I'm just saying is this, is that the whole idea about morals, or what's moral and what's not moral, does not pertain to the United States Constitution.
Well,
there's nothing in there. What it is just an assumption.
Abortion issue is a 100% moral situation issue, and this has been put in and then pulled out of the Constitution. It's been wrangled about since the Constitution was written. They were wondering about how women's health or women would. The Constitution has nothing to do with people's health.
You got free reign to go out and drink a fifth of Johnny Walker Red, or you can pierce your body, or you can stab yourself. That's you.
Right.
Constitution don't have anything to do with that.
Then the abortion should be legal without having a constitutional amendment.
No, it can be legal, but it can be regulated. Don't they want to do that with the Second Amendment?
That's not freedom of the body choice. A woman can.
Well, what's up with assisted suicide?
What's up with it? If you want to suicide,
why come
yourself,
that's against the law?
Suicide yourself.
Why did they put Javarka in jail? When he assisted a patient who said he's tired of the pain, he wants to die.
Right, because dying was equated with murder, whether you did
it. No, it was not murder. He did it to himself.
Yeah, but
so once he's dead, who are you going to charge?
That's what assisted means. Yeah, come on, man.
No.
Assisted means that you helped someone commit suicide, and the law says
all he did was told them how to go about doing it if they wanted to do it.
Anyway, how's the weather down there? We got to 60 degrees and cloudy. Okay.
You guys are going so fast I can't even keep up with you.
Who?
You too.
All these attacks on Donald Trump. You know, you have to
ask
yourself.
Going from cheating wives to.
It's a diversion.
Who's giving examples?
It's diversion, James. It's diversion tactic.
If you cheat on your spouse, you should never talk about it.
Why not? It's a free speech.
It's a powder cake.
It's a free country. You can do what you can.
I know, but the spouse will not be happy.
Who?
So what would the spouse do? Go out and do the same thing?
The spouse is right there.
No,
with you.
Not when you're married to a minister.
What about with the instance of a chuckle?
Right. Yeah, chuckle.
What's a chuckle?
They chuckle.
Like
they
a giggle?
Tell them what a chuckle is, Don.
It's just always enjoying oral sex.
No, God. That ain't a chuckle. A chuckle is when you, a husband, want to watch another man satisfy your wife sexually. That's what a chuckle is.
Are you kidding?
But no, women
are chuckles. This is getting too R-rated for me. I'm a Baptist.
Women are chuckles too now.
Well, then that would mean that you, a female, want to watch your husband have sex with another woman.
Well,
I don't. I'm not married, and that's gross.
We're not seeing you. We're giving you a definition, a description of that definition, what it would look like.
But they want to also join. They want to be the.
Then it becomes a three-way.
They want to be the bottom.
All right, you guys. We're changing the subject now. We're talking about Southwest Airlines and how inefficient they are.
He has such a limited view of definition. Definition can mean a whole lot of different things. Go ahead.
I tell you what, go to Pornhub and do a search on chuckle and see what comes up.
Okay, well, but I mean,
how do you spell it?
P O R N H U B.
I'm not going to have any pornography.
Chuckle. C U C K O L D. Chuckle.
Right.
Okay, you guys, we're changing the subject now, or
nothing,
you're all dead
and
meat.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No,
that's
it's nothing wrong with it. If that's what the couple wants,
Then what's your point?
What do you mean, my point? I'm telling you what goes on.
Saying, Yeah, but it's the freedom. We talk about freedom of speech, freedom of
No, conscience. You were talking about morals, man.
I was talking about morals, too, and it's a moral thing if you want it to be a moral thing. It's not immoral or illegal to be a chuckhole or anything else. So, you know, this is something that I don't understand. I don't understand what your point is, Gary.
My point is that you try to relate the Constitution with morals. It does not exist. You can't read no place in the Constitution where it talks about morals. Morals is a societal issue. What's down low is now down low to be homosexual and same sex in America is illegal in other countries.
But getting rid of slavery was, you know, even though the you know it wasn't completely for that, but getting rid of slavery was a goal.
Slavery was a business.
As well as a financial issue, yeah. But it was a moral issue.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was going on since the beginning of time.
You are just so black and white, it's unreal.
I'm a virgin. I can't listen to this.
It's great. We're talking about slavery now, Jane. Keep up. But, you know, I'm just saying that there are different shades of gray. And everything that is written, that's why so much has been written about everything, is that the doggone shades of gray need to be more defined over time in whatever history we're in. The Constitution's very first thing started off that Negro is three-fifths of a man. And they, you know.
That was for appropriations. It was not biological status.
It was both.
No, it was not.
It was both.
What did the Constitution talk about
they
a whole
took it
man
out. They took it. They took it out.
You guys, I got home from work a half hour ago. I have to go to the bathroom. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
Don't worry about it. See ya. All right. But, they're both.
I got nothing to chuckle about.
That's why
Chuckle.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. She goes. No, she's going in there. I'll shut up. But anyway, she's reading Pornhub.com.
So, no, the question is why come they don't – there's so much effort to try to stop Donald Trump from running for being president? And it's simple because he's busting open this deep state.
Yeah, well,
what you call the deep state, he's busting open the buffet table. The gravy train.
Do you understand something, Tianki, though? I'm a black African-American, proud black African-American. And Donald Trump did a lot of great things for black people by being such an idiot most of the time. And it was
why did you vote for him? Why do people vote for him?
I might have to think about voting for him if he runs for this election.
Yeah, but why would you vote? Name me a person you voted for. A candidate.
I voted for. I am a precinct captain, in my.
Who did you vote for? Give me a name, real quick.
I was forced to vote for Joe Biden.
Joe who? Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I was forced to vote for Joe Biden.
Right, because by
all right. So why did you? So being that. You, so
no,
why come you didn't look at the. Look at the platform and the issues.
You don't understand the process, the political process. You could go in our state, especially. You could go have we have caucuses. We don't have primaries. Well, we will now, but we have caucuses. So that means that you can go into a caucus and you can vote for damn near whoever you want to. But the caucus determines who your candidate is going to be ultimately. So
other than Joe Biden, who else did you vote for?
Tom Steyer.
All right, why did you vote for Tom?
Because he had great ideas, and he's a businessman who deals with green issues, climate issues. And so
what did you ask Tom to do? What did you and your group ask Tom to champion for them?
The business aspect of running the Democratic government. But
you had to have a perk. What is it that you and your group wanted him to champion for them? In other words, to enact network. What was it?
I just told you.
What's that?
I told you about the fact that the Leeds businesses and taking away pollution from our air and water. This is something that is killing us and making us dumber, and then we have a house in Louisiana along with a new house in St. Louis, and we ain't got no brains and shit. You know, but the bottom line is that we're trying to bring people out of their shells because they're killing themselves and they're happy about it, thinking that they're living the good life.
Well, people that vote for the same people just cast the way they vote without having any stipulations on it. I think that they got a right to do it, but also you need to know what you're doing. And then when you are experiencing the effects of that, then you have to blame you yourself.
Right. And that's why I'm
How much money did you put up toward his campaign?
What in the world would I buy a house in St. Louis and a house in Louisiana for?
I got one in
Africa,
too.
You know what? Maybe in his mind, Don, that's his... There are at least 40% of Minnesotans own a house and a cabin, all in the same climate.
At least he's not dumb enough
to buy two cold winter house.
Well, I would do it. As a matter of fact, I'm almost done it. But the bottom
line
is...
Well, I would like to have a house in the South, but
I bought the house for my grandson when he was in college. So he didn't have to stay on campus.
Cool.
That's a different reason. You know, but it's okay to have two houses. I'm not worried about it. I just wouldn't have a house in Louisiana. As I said, I just came from out.
Well, it does get muggy there, but there's a lot of pretty spots there.
The whole South gives me bad vibes. I
like the old South.
You told me you might buy property in Mississippi, Don.
Because of
my
brother.
Do you remember that?
It's because of my brother, not because of the desire to be down in Mississippi. Those woods have depth in them. The bayous have depth all around.
What kind of depth?
Feel it. Yeah, if you've never been to a museum.
You mean like we had a show called The Ghosts of Mississippi.
You can feel the ghosts. You can feel the...
Well, I tell you what, when you walk around Southside Chicago, you can feel the ghosts too.
You certainly can.
You can feel them in Virginia too. Like
you can walk around North St. Louis City and County, you can feel the ghosts.
You can feel the ghosts in, like you said, Maryland, Virginia. That whole Chesapeake area, you can feel the ghosts there. You can feel them if you actually.
And if they was a purity, they all would look alike.
Well, I think there's a certain ambiance in the South. It's because the air is heavy there in the summer. It gives a sense of if anyone's ever read a Carson McCullers novel, she wrote "The Heart Is a Lonely Hunter" and. She wrote another book that Paul Newman started, and I believe. She was one of my favorite Southern Gothic writers. She wrote Clock Without Hands. Anyways, there's a certain heaviness in the South and a sense of community that is unique, especially in places like Tennessee.
Not just the South, though. If you go up into
its own unique element and character.
But if you go up in Montana and Wyoming and South Dakota and North Dakota, you can feel it too. It's just with the indigenous.
What do you mean indigenous?
Custer's last stand.
That was Indians. They wasn't indigenous.
Indigenous.
Yeah, but in Wyoming and Colorado,
The Aztecs and the Mayan was the indigenous. And when the Indians came, they fought them.
Right, that's true.
And killed them.
The Aztecs and Mayans didn't come all the way up here. They came to Taos of Mexico, but they didn't get up to the border too much. Not until after. They were deep in the.
You had the Denisons. They was up in that area. So the Indians fought them, and then the Indians fought each other.
Right.
Scalped them.
Right. But the thing is,
and those poor settlers that was trekking west, those poor settlers that were just merely trying to trek west, what, are they going to ride the wagons, covered wagons on the ocean? And they was messing with killing them. What's the group? The libertarians believe in no borders. So those settlers were libertarians.
Okay. That's right. And they also...
Where did they believe in no borders?
Yes, libertarians. They don't believe in borders.
Because all those white people were the first, illegal aliens. And so
they were not illegals. You had Indians that stole land.
There was something in the news this week about some kind of pardoning for illegals that are here. They had some kind of, thing that they were going to give them. Like some kind of
You got illegals here coming all the way from the Congo and Uganda.
Administration was going to do something about it this week.
Yeah, well, he's going to do something illegal. You should take a million. You should take at least 2 or 3 million from the Congo.
Or it's being done?
No.
It's being done. Yeah, let's bring in 2 or 3 million from the Congo.
No, they're not. They're not coming to the United States, though. They're going over to
the U.S. Already in the United States.
I think we're overloaded. I'm a conservative as far as immigration.
No, we don't have enough. We need
here.
To have some from Uganda, from the Democratic Republic of Congo, from the Congo. You need to bring in, if they think that they're having a hard life where they are, they should bring them here.
Yep, Liberia.
You need to bring some Boko Haram refugees. Haram has killed over 300,000 kids, elementary kids in Nigeria.
Well, we don't
Northern
want
Nigeria.
Terrorists in our country.
No, they need That's to. Right. That way they can go to church and find religion.
Well, they don't understand.
It's not going to happen if they're criminals.
I'm a member of the African Union.
If they're criminals in their own country, they're not going to be invited here.
Well, how do you know they're a criminal in their own country?
James,
there's no way to tell that.
You just said bring the Boko Haram over here.
James, he's joking.
No, I'm not. I know some child soldiers that's here from out of Liberia.
Right, because the Boko Haram, they're going to.
Well, they were forced into that because of their wars.
Yeah, but they know how to kill. They grown now.
Well,
right.
If they're Liberians, that's part of my tribe, so I'll welcome them.
Liberia and other places too. Mm-hmm. So no, if you're gonna let's let them come in also. As long as you don't put them up in Minnesota.
Do you remember a
couple
of years ago, Somalians in Minnesota were convicted of terrorism? They were college students at Invergrove Junior College.
Well, they should give them a second chance.
Well, they're already in prison for 20 years.
Oh, that's too long. How are you going to put them in prison for 20 years and you got blacks that's
beating up and killing whites? They were between 18 and 20 when they committed the crime. They were between 18 and 20 when they committed the crimes, and I think mothers are trying to help them out.
Let their release be on that they find religion.
Okay, well, I'm going to look up their actual crime while you guys are talking.
Well, you got some other topics to talk about?
Why John is late?
I was just reading an article where this black woman, what's her name? She was, her name is, she was going through the airport and checking in at Delta, Cheryl Lee Ralph. And she was 4 minutes late, and they said, we can't check your bags in. And of course, she's black.
Was this during the debacle this whole week with the holidays?
This is written December 29th. Of course,
okay,
she's black.
Go ahead.
Of course, she's a black female, so she's going to raise discrimination and all that crap. Well, hell no, you're supposed to be on time. Well, it's supposed to hold the whole plane up because of you.
Well, I found the article. Three Somali Americans found guilty of trying to join the Islamic State. Now, of course, the New York Times blocked me to read the article. I have to pay $1. So
we had
the
same case, same instance in St. Louis, in South St. Louis, over on Gravois, off of Gravois and Grand, where Somalians had a store, and they was filtering money into Al-Shabaab.
Yep. Tell me about that while I'm bringing up my article, because I'm going to go on NPR to find it.
Yeah. The FBI went after him. I don't know what kind of sentence they got. Or they should have just expelled them out of the country.
What happened to them?
I don't know. If you bring these people into the country, this without any consideration, you know, in their country, males don't teach the females. So you put females who's in this country where they continue to maintain their culture. You go in a classroom with a male teacher, and sometimes it creates a problem. You had some mercy killings in the United States where Arab family didn't want their daughter dating black men.
Right.
And the father killed her. One happened in St. Louis in a little town called Hillsdale. They're off of St. Louis Avenue and Lucas and Hunt. So that's their tradition.
They were guilty of mercy killings?
Yes, that's what they called it.
God.
In their country, it's legal. If you're on the down low where they married, your husband was married to you and sneaking out and having sex with another man in Iran, he stand to be lynched. And that's a question you should ask any male you date today. Have they ever been on the down low, or if they on the down low? You got to ask these questions. Don, you sitting on one side of the table.
I don't
you got
date
a woman
much anymore. I'm up in my years.
Don, you on one side of the table. You got a woman on the other side of the table. You need to ask that woman, are you truly a female?
Okay, I want to read something quick, y'all. Three Minnesota men found.
What's that going to do?
Wait, Don.
Do for me?
Because it may be a male dressed
He's
like
married.
A female.
He's not going to date a cross trainer or cross gender.
We don't
okay,
know.
I want to read something, you guys. I want to stay on that other topic. Three Minnesota men found guilty of plotting to join ISIS. Abdahamid Farah, Abdurrahman Yassin Daud, and Gulid Ali Omar. A federal jury found three men guilty of plotting to join the terror group ISIS and commit murder overseas. I just said their names. They were found guilty on all terror accounts, but not guilty of lying to a grand jury. Family members sobbed as they heard the verdicts. plotting to commit murder overseas is a charge that carries a maximum life sentence in prison. So I know that they were, I remember at the time they were convicted to at least 25 years.
Well, are they U.S.
all,
citizens?
No, they're Somali Americans. They were,
are they U.S. citizens?
They were resident aliens living here.
Well, that there's a bogus crime. That law is, that's another law that the jury can nullify. That's an example of a law that juries can say, look, this law is unconstitutional. These people are not U.S. citizens. If they want to join up with their cousins back where they come from, that's their business.
Yeah, well, they didn't say what country they were going to. They just said ISIS. But beyond trying to join ISIS, the men were accused of plotting to commit murder overseas. A charge, it does carry a life sentence, but there's another charge called conspiring to provide material support to a terror organization, and that's
what I'm
15
is,
years minimum.
What I'm saying is that that's their business. Back in during World War II, you had blacks that wanted to go fight with Ethiopia. They wanted to go fight with Abyssinia.
I can understand a countryman having passion to go back to fight the battles with his own country.
Yeah,
the
but these blacks are Americans. They were not Ethiopians. They wanted to go fight.
I'm just saying about this case, none of them had prior criminal records in the U.S., and the community, the Somali community, believes they were set up. And one community member said, in America, we have a system. We may disagree with the system, but the court has rendered the verdict, and we have
well,
to accept it.
Who was on
family
the jury?
Grieving.
I guess you don't know. Do you know
I
that the jury
don't.
Had... You know that the jury has a right to nullify the law? You know what that means? I know you didn't know what chokehold means. Do you know what nullify? You know what nullify means, right? That means that the jury can look at the law and say the law is unconstitutional. When Biden signed an executive order or when Congress passes a act,
they can invalidate the law and consider it void.
The states can do that, absolutely. And I think that one there is one that they should.
I don't think they were set up, but they probably had paperwork and some kind of. First of all, they made a couple of mistakes. They were accepting Pell Grants to be junior college students through the state of Minnesota, and all of a sudden they got three plane tickets to God knows where. And they were going to join ISIS or whatever. So I know part of the reason they got in trouble in the past is they were using government funds for education that they didn't plan to carry out.
Well, maybe they was failing and they decided to leave.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they could have been going back to Somalia to be with relatives.
All I know is that they had some kind of proof throughout this trial, which I could research for next week, that proved that they were going to join ISIS.
Yeah, but suppose it was their relatives.
You know, I'm sure they were influenced by some integral community portion, whether it be a relative or someone who is passing around the doctrine of this necessity. It's just like when the Syrian war was almost over and there were certain settlements in Syria, and then we pulled out of certain parts of northern Iraq and stuff, and there was a void, and there was a river valley that these Christians went into, and some were U.S. supported, that they were going to defend the Christians in that area, and then ISIS had a stronghold somewhere between Syria and northern Iraq. Well, and needless to say, there were a lot of fringe groups at that time trying to make establishments and territorial gains in that area. So maybe these guys got on they watched some kind of YouTube video which gave them the motivation to go join whatever force they were going to join.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think it was wrong for people to join the Black Panthers?
No.
All right. Well, you know the Black Panthers killed on record over 32 police officers, members of, according to a newspaper article.
I do think that's wrong.
It's according to the tribe. Huh?
I think that's wrong to kill, even if they consider them a false member of authority. I think that's wrong.
Then the people that
John's call
should,
dropped.
Should people
I think,
join?
I don't know if it was an accident.
Should people join? So people that's joining this terrorist group, so should they be subjected to law?
Whatever. Like I said, there was evidence that they tried to join an international terrorist organization.
I'm talking about the Black Panthers. Black Panthers would you don't even have to be there. It could be Republic of New Africa, where Benny Thomas, who's chairing the January 6th committee, he was a supporter of the Republic of New Africa, who had shootouts with the police killing police officers. So should that be held against him?
I think anyone who kills police officers are no longer legitimate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if anybody, if the Black Panther organization come in and try to recruit somebody and they join, well, then the people that's joining this organization where you have six of it that have killed and murdered, well, should the people that's joining, should they also be subjected to a crime? Like you're doing these Somalis?
Okay, this is how I feel, okay? You
all
said
right.
you knew Liberians and other people who were like warriors in their own country during civil wars, which
mm-hmm.
they probably had no control over. Don's back on the air. So this is what I have to say. I'm not the authority on everything. Thank you for calling back, Don. Because the Somali case happened in Minnesota, we've taken in thousands of African immigrants mainly from Liberia and Somalia and Ethiopia, not necessarily Nigerians. We've taken it from those three countries. It was a shock to Minnesotans that three of these men wanted to join a terrorist group. Now, they don't realize that the East Horn of Africa, where those people come from, have been besieged by war for over 40 or 50 years. A lot of people don't understand that. It was a shock. I don't think they should have got life in prison. They were young boys. I think they should have got 10 years max.
What they should do is send them back to their country with a prison swap. That's what they should do. They should go back to their country, just like you did with Brittany Griner.
And I had a relative from the Liberian family that got deported for sleeping with a 16-year-old. It happened in 2001, and he was convicted in 2002, and he got sent back to Liberia.
In his country, that's legal.
He was able to visit our country in 2008 for a brief time. So they let him back to visit, and he never tried to move back. Now, it is what it is. Now, I think...
See...
Go ahead.
Here's another thing, too. People are not astute in the discussion. Now, you talk about Liberia. Somalia has been having civil war. Yeah, but we can go back and look at the cause of that civil war, which was between Russia and the United States. Haile Selassie, Mogadishu,
yeah, but part of the
and Siad Barre.
Somalia was. Did you know England used to own Somalia, or not own, but colonize? And
in more recent times. In more recent times,
well,
United States.
But I told you I watched a documentary on Egypt after we talked that one week, and I watched this whole thing about once Britain gave up their colonial control in Somaliland. Then I read about a missionary who went over there, and the tribal bands were feuding amongst themselves, and they cut off power in every small town, and they cut off the wells. They contaminated the well so the citizens couldn't drink water in Mogadishu and other places, and it was a hot mess, and the country was ripped to shreds. Partly
you got a
by
little
tribal
Mogadishu
feud,
there in Minnesota, don't you? You got a little Mogadishu there in Minnesota, don't you?
Sort of. We have a strong Ethiopian presence, and we also have a strong Liberian presence.
The crime that's in that area that they call Little Mogadishu in Minnesota is just what it is. It's crime and gang factions between people of that ethnic group. It's in the United States. Who brought them over there? Is that a religious
we
NGO?
We brought them over because Minnesota's a liberal state.
What do you mean we brought them over? Who is we?
Our
it had
state.
To be an organization. So
I'm
your
sure
secretary, your state legislator said,
INS.
Your state legislature said, let's bring over these people. Is that what you said? Is that what you're saying? Where do they have the right to do that?
No, it was a combination of government and churches, and also
it's the churches
federal approval.
It's the churches that's behind that. Government.
Yeah, the
there's nothing in
the
your
INS.
Constitution say. There's nothing in the. I bet there's nothing in the Minnesota's Constitution say that the state legislature supposed to import people.
Well, there was some kind of approval, legal approval process. They didn't come here illegally.
Why are they bringing them over there? These people are coming from sub-Saharan Equatorial Zone. Why are they putting them up in? Huh?
Because they're war-torn people.
Okay, now hang on for a second. Well, then why come they didn't arrange for them to go to Ethiopia? Why come they didn't arrange for them to go down to the Congo where it's more conducive for who they are? Rather than come all the way to Minnesota, where it's cold as hell, that is a human rights violation. That's human rights violations, right?
We talked about this 2 weeks ago when I told you that Minnesota was the first state to take in the Vietnamese after the World War. I mean, after the Civil War in Vietnam, we were the first.
Let me tell you this. I forget your
name.
Are
you saying Minnesota's the worst place to live?
I'm saying that the best place for people of that culture would have been adjacent countries over on Africa, not all the way over in the damn Minnesota.
There's a lot of North African countries that have problems that couldn't take them.
There's... they could have went
Think
to the Congo...
It.
If you provide
all those places got problems. Mali.
Yeah, but there are people in Sudan. There are people in South Sudan and people in North Sudan.
And Sudan's
they could have went
been
there.
A battleground of war too for 40 years.
Minnesota, the streets of Little Mogadishu there in Minnesota is a battleground also.
The only thing you got to fight here is Old Man Winter.
You got to fight more than that. The same factions that was existing there in Somalia come to the U.S., to Minnesota, and they still have those same fights and those wars. They did it in Chinatown. You had the same factions in Chinatown in New York that was fighting each other. And they had it in St. Louis that was fighting each other.
I know. I saw the movie Gangs in New York. Okay.
So what I'm saying is that the people...
Wait a minute. Let's let Tom talk a minute, because to tell you the truth, I've been on the air an hour and 5 minutes, and I'm fading. I need somebody else to talk. Don Gallimore, speak your mind.
Well, he ain't got nothing to say.
Okay, he might have something to say. Let me see if
I brought
him in the queue.
No.
Yeah, Don,
I'm
you got to talk. At least acknowledge that you're in the room.
I'm in the room. My voice doesn't count, but I'm in the room. You know, bottom line is that the Somalis come over. They're going to do, I mean, Pianki's right. They're going to do the same damn thing they did there in Somalia. So it's no big deal. The thing is that they've we've got an opportunity to keep an eye on them, so to speak. And so that's why...
The thing with Africans is they stick together.
Well, anybody with Bosnians stick together, too.
They create restaurants. They feed people. They have an elegant cultural touch to spread the white crackers in Minnesota who are ignorant.
You had a guy in Minnesota by the name of Hussein. I talked to him. He was behind what's called the African Development Center there in Minnesota.
Right.
They have their own Sharia bank. They lend to their people interest-free for businesses and home loans, and so on and so on and so on. I can't think of his Hussein.
They also have a community center where they feature Africans.
That's right. They don't want to be Americans. They come here for one thing. I ain't going to say for one thing. The major thing is the money. A U.S. dollar goes a lot further over where they come from than it does than their money that they make there. Now, when the U.S. dollar collapses...
Were you on the episode... Were you on the episode when we talked about the COVID food scam and how all these... Africans,
they had a daycare scam there too, right?
They had a food scam for COVID where all like 100 Somalians created these fake food programs for kids under COVID, and they ripped off the American government over.
They did the same thing with
40 to 50 million.
They did the same thing with the preschool too. They would have a busload, a van. They come to a preschool and check in, and once they sign in, they load them back and take them over to another spot, then to another spot.
And was that in Minnesota?
Yes, it was in Minnesota.
Well, you guys
now,
have
here's
your own
the thing.
Brand
now, here's the thing. Hang
you
on, let's go a little bit deeper.
We have your own brand of crime in Missouri, and we have immigrants ripping our government off.
Well, let me tell you some more things about this. It's the churches that's doing this because the churches are receiving money for bringing these people over. Now, this is my point. Why not take that money and donate it to those organizations in Somalia and let them handle their own people? Why do you bring them to the United States? There, in fact, lies the problem. These churches bring Lutheran charities and Catholic charities is bringing immigrants into the country. They getting paid, and you are suffering the consequences.
Bianchi, I had friends in the 80s in the Catholic churches in Minneapolis who brought Guatemalans and Honduras into the city because they wanted to help people out.
Yeah, but if you want to help them out, give the money a go. Establish some organizations, centers, schools in their own country. Because when you bring them here, now you're giving them, you want them to become Americans.
Well, haven't you read any of the immigration articles in the last year? All those people who came from Central America, crossed through Mexico with all their connections, they said, we are not staying in our country. We refuse. We don't care if we die. We're coming to America.
You know why come they say that? It's because they've been coached to say that. It's like when you have an immigrant adult show up at the border with a child. Well, if they got a child, well, they more likely going to let them in because they don't want to receive all the backlash because, oh, you let this poor child in who was looking to go to school and all that crap. No, you don't know if that child is related to that adult or not. Now, do you? There's no way to tell. So when the adult gets into the country, the child calls a phone number. Some relative or somebody come picks the child up, prepares them to put them on a plane and send them back down to Guatemala, and then they recycle them over again. Somebody pay and say, I'll pay you $6,000 for your child to escort me through the U.S. border. Bet. Good deal. And they recycle it over and over
again. I'm sure it's not true in every case, Bianchi.
But I tell you what is true. How do you know it's their relative, that they're related?
I don't know. I'm not
That's what
down
I'm
there
telling you. You don't know. They lie.
I understand your passion about the situation. I am a proponent of people working their own problems out in their own country. I agree with you 100%. Dragging people halfway around the globe, just like the Germans taking in 1 million Syrians about 5 to 7 years ago, they had to absorb all those people who had learned German, and the kids were probably more resilient than the adults, and it was probably really tough for a lot of people. But nobody helped Syria, so they had no choice, and the people came.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the way that worked, but...
So, Don,
bring them all to
the
United
States.
And, you know, here's another thing. Here's another thing, too.
I can only stay on the air 90 minutes tonight, so we have to do our conclusions in 5 minutes.
That's why I come to the United States is in a precarious position of losing their sovereignty, because you bring in all these immigrants who's coming from countries where they, like you said, the man was having sex with a 16-year-old. Well, the things that mean most to us, and the U.S. they ain't using no constitution. So they would destroy, if given a chance, they would vote to destroy the U.S. Constitution. They're not used to that where they come from.
Well, John's talked about that before with Sharia law, but he's not here tonight.
They would vote to destroy the U.S. Constitution if given an opportunity to.
I'm sure they have their own ideas, and there's some closet revolutionary Muslims here too, but there's also revolutionary Christians who have oppressed people too that are born here.
But what I'm saying is this, is that you bring in, I tell you what, you ain't going over their country. Why come blacks that's always complaining about oppression, poverty?
I am going
why
to Liberia
they...
in a year or two.
Yeah, why don't they
I'm
go?
I'm going to visit my.
Why don't they go to Liberia? You know, the Liberia Constitution says that the only people that can become the citizens of Liberia is the Negro. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's in their Constitution. The only person that can become a citizen of Liberia is the Negro.
I don't have the energy to fight tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess I'll never be a Liberian citizen, and I wasn't even trying to.
Yeah, well, you'll never be a Liberian citizen, period. And more than likely, we can't be Liberian citizens. At least I can't either.
You know another thing in Ghana?
I have a friend from Wisconsin who has dual citizenship with Switzerland, because at one time he was going to run a marathon. He was a good runner in college, and he was going to run a marathon for Switzerland, even though he was an American-born Wisconsinite.
Yeah, but does America, United States, recognize that dual citizenship? You know, you can stand a chance of losing your citizenship in the United States by seeking
Correct.
Citizenship in other countries.
Correct.
Did you know that, ma'am? No.
Could you repeat that?
No.
If you sought citizenship in another country, you stand a chance of losing your U.S. citizenship. United States don't recognize.
I did know something about that once because of the controversies some of my athlete friends faced.
United States don't recognize dual citizens. Suppose you go to war against their country. Now what? You
well,
got a fifth column runner.
Well, they did for my friend who was going to run a 1980 marathon in the U.S. Olympics, but then I believe Jimmy Carter boycotted it anyway.
But what I'm saying is if you go to war.
He was
going to
run for Switzerland.
If we go to war against, you know, this does happen. You go to war, and Joe Biden is over there now causing a bunch of problems in Somalia. So what you think these Somalis here are going to do? Grin at
How do you know Joe Biden caused those problems?
Read what he's doing in Somalia, putting troops back in there. So what do you think the Somalis here are going to do? You surely ain't going to recruit them into the army to go back and fight against their people. So if you are enemy to them there, guess what you're going to be here?
I'm kidding. I guess I would be a traitor.
No, you would be an enemy and they would be after you.
That's what I'm trying to say in so many words. You're really pumped up tonight in Louisiana.
It's warm. You got stuck in the snow. What's that?
You mean that beep noise?
You said you got your car was still, what is it, a turnstile or something?
So what
I don't
happened
know.
Is, okay, I dropped my friend off at her house. I drove to Quick Trip. I got a pop and a hamburger. When I got on my stupid-ass one-way street that has two feet of packed-in snow, I parked. Then I tried to move it, and it was the wheels were going like 45 miles an hour, and my car is stuck in the spot. So tomorrow my roommate has to push me out. And by the way, I'm buying AAA because – my car insurance company, who I have roadside assistance, now instead of coming out to help us, they make us pay up front and then they reimburse us.
That
so I'm just
like
going to break down
like
and
liberty.
Buy AAA because it's the only guarantee.
What AAA only do it so many times.
They do it four times a year. And so far this year,
you would use that up in a week.
One time, Lauren parked in his driveway a mile and a half from here, my son, and we had to call the service two times in 1 week because he parked in the same spot twice that he knew he wasn't supposed to do.
Now, why don't he carry some salt in his truck or something, his vehicle?
Well, he was 19 years old. You know, he just didn't have common sense at the time.
Well, why would you let a 19-year-old in a vehicle and don't teach him all the ins and outs of survival?
Because it was his own car, and he had already moved out.
That don't make
out.
No difference. He's your child
sense.
Or somebody's child. That's the problem with today.
We did try
that's
to knock sense into him.
That's and one of the problems today. You got all these young people out here ain't got jack shit sense. And that's one of the problems.
Right
the
now
country.
He's already 24, so he's a lot more grown up than he used to be. But back then he was
and he's
just
still
dumber.
Getting stuck.
No, this happened 3 years ago, not recently.
Yeah. Okay.
The reason I got stuck tonight is because I haven't gotten stuck at all, and it's dark out, and I didn't see. The snow has been melting because it was 34
degrees. You got salt in the back of your
today.
Trunk? You got salt or sand in your back of your trunk?
No, I have it 10 feet. It's in the foyer of my apartment complex. I could walk
well, what
and
is,
get it.
What good is that going to do in your car when you get stuck in a parking spot?
Well, I got stuck in front of my house so I can go out the I live on the second floor. I can walk down the steps with a pile of sand, like a big giant cup. I can shovel around my car tomorrow and put sand down.
Do you have blankets in your car?
Yes, I have one.
Well, those things that you're supposed to do in order to prepare for the type of weather you experience, you should have a shovel. You should have blankets in your car. You should know that if you snowbound like that one black woman that ended up dying of fixation when she was stuck, she left the engine
are
running, snow
daddy?
Piled up. Well, I'm a U.S. citizen because eventually it's going to come back on us as taxes or something.
Well, I'm paying my own money for the AAA, if that's what you're wondering.
Well, you should be prepared. Throw two or three bags of salt in the back of your trunk so it'll put extra weight on your driving wheel if you got a rear-wheel drive vehicle.
My Ford Taurus has really bad wheels, and my Buick is the only one that drives good.
Wait
in
a minute.
Weather.
You mean you got bad tires?
No, I have two new tires on the Taurus, but the car itself is a piece of shit.
Well, you have to sacrifice and save to get you a better car that's going to be able to handle the weather. You can't be going to Quick Trip
right.
buying overinflated hamburgers. That's not good for your health.
It was $1.29, dude.
My goodness. It was probably left over from this morning.
You're a piece of work tonight. Don, save me. Don's my sugar daddy. He'll bring me a new car. Right, Don?
I tried to give you another one before, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you guys, sometimes because of global warming.
Here we go with that stuff.
Wait, we haven't had, every winter in Minnesota hasn't been bad. But we usually have at least one bad storm here.
Here we go with that global warming bullcrap.
What you should really do if you're a gentleman is not buy me salt, but ask me to come to Louisiana for 4 days so I can get out of the cold.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, Don, what's your conclusion?
First of all, you should not go anywhere near Louisiana. Second of all, there are so many things that we are trying to do that nitpicking and making absolutions doesn't do anyone any good. It just creates more divide, divisiveness. So, you know, everybody needs to understand. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different agenda. Yes, they come from different countries with different culture. And if you're in America, hey, you're here because you want the freedom. You want to be saved. So we're going to have to keep our minds open and make sure that we understand everyone has a different situation, and we give them their space or their freedom to worship or live the way that they want.
They're supposed to do that where they come from.
The
hell with that stuff. Damn right, F that stuff. They're supposed to do that where they come from. I can't love nobody's child better than them.
They do it here, too. We got every day under the sun, Italian Day, Greek Day, Mexican Day. We got days for everybody. So we don't.
But they are legal American citizens.
Right.
Did you know that both President Trump and Barack Obama, they both had favoritism towards white European immigrants versus, like, Latinos in Central America?
How is that?
They were more permissive to let white people in from countries
that were... Give me an example.
I will next week.
Hell, Bankman, the guy with the FTX, I think he's a Canadian citizen. I don't know. You know, I just don't buy into that. If they break the law, is the law.
Okay,
if they're breaking the law...
She's Ukrainian, and she was able to bring her parents over in the middle of the war about 6 months ago. The parents went into Poland, and she brought them straight over.
Well, you got people coming out of South America. If they're 100 miles plus 1 inch from the border, well, customs have to let them go under Obama. 100 miles and 1 inch from the border, the custom agents have to let them go under Obama.
That's interesting. So I'm going to give my conclusion quick. It's going to be less than 60 seconds. I'll just start from the 1975, the end of the Vietnam War. We sent advisors there in 63. It ended in 75. America has broadly had good intentions with helping people who were dispossessed from war, hunger, starvation, civil war, blah, blah, blah. We let many Vietnamese in. They acclimated mainly in Minnesota and California, and I'm sure there's other places. There's been recent proliferation of civil wars since 1990, including Bosnia, Liberia, Syria. There's been lots of upheaval around the world, an influx of massive immigrants, you know, coming from Syria to Turkey and other places, so many that the UN can't even manage the temporary housing that they have for these people in differing countries. My friend from Lebanon said now there's at least one Syrian in Lebanon for each person who grew up in Lebanon. In other words, for every Lebanese citizen who's lived there their whole life, there's at least one Syrian immigrant. The whole world has been in massive upheaval for at least 15 years, not to mention the civil war in the Yemen area. So the fact of the matter is that no country, whether they're wealthy or Western, most of these countries are having trouble absorbing them. You can just watch videotapes on YouTube of the Mediterranean and all the Africans who come to England and then they're turned away. Needless to say, and they come to Spain and France too, there really is no solution and there's not enough resources to manage them all. I don't care what efficient government or international body there is. It's not being managed. It's going to be a continuing
all that stuff
problem.
Is bogus. That's bogus.
Well,
if we're always talking about, if we always talking about, oh, Africa.
To limit the number of immigrants coming into our country, I fully agreed with him. But I don't
Africa
think a wall
is the richest
is going to solve it.
People, you got blacks that's always talking. Yeah, we was kings and queens, and we come from, our country is rich of natural resources. Well, goddamn, if it's all that rich with natural resources, why come you're not taking care of your people?
There's corruption in those countries, too.
Well, they supposed to take care of the corruption in their country, just like a United States citizens supposed to take care of the corruption in their government. Vote the suckers out.
Well, my Canadian friend from Sierra Leone, who's black, said, the white people taught us how to be greedy.
All bull crap.
Well, that's what he told me,
oh,
and he
yeah.
emigrated from Canada.
The hell the white
Sierra
people?
Leone to Canada to the
Sierra
U.S.
Sierra Leone was greedy before they even met anybody with white skin. You know why? Because they're human beings.
But they,
had they were part of the Gold Coast?
They had to learn to be greedy in this new system, though.
Oh, no, no, no. They learned from animals. They learned
okay.
from the monkey. The monkey would have a banana in his pocket.
I don't know as much about Sierra Leone as I do Liberia.
A monkey would have a banana in his mouth and trying to hold on to four or five in his hands at the same time. That's greed. So they learned from animals.
Some people would consider that racist, what you just said.
It's the truth. You know one
know,
way
I'm
they
just
used to catch.
If they listen to
you
our
know
show.
One way because they're ignorant. That's why. You know one way they used to catch monkeys. You put something in a jar, like balls or something. So he would put his hand in there, okay, and try to grab two where his fist won't come out of the opening in the jar, and he won't let go.
So then that's, you can trap them with the other arm?
They got the one arm in the neck of the bowel, and they can't pull it out because their fist is full of something they're trying to take out. Instead of taking pieces out at a time, they want the whole damn thing. And they're trapped.
Well, humans are like that, too, at times.
Yeah, they are.
That's what he's saying.
Well, the Christian
humans
religion
learn from animals.
The Christian religion teaches prudence and sharing. You don't, when you're a real Christian, you're not greedy.
Christian teaches prudence and sharing with somebody else's stuff. They want you to share. They don't see, they want you to up what you got to contribute to their special cause. if they was prudent in teaching Sharon rather than bringing them people from the equatorial zone to goddamn Duluth, Minnesota, you would take the money that you're supposed to be getting for bringing in and taking care of a refugee, put it back in their country so their own people can earn from it and also take care of their distressed people.
I think I'm going to name the title of the show Minnesota is the New Siberia.
Bring some of them fools, bring some of them people on your show that's promoting that. I like to talk to them.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I do know
they
a lot of
They
wouldn't
be on
there
for
like,
a minute or so.
I'd like to talk to them, too.
You guys need to talk for 3 minutes while I rewrite the show. It's not about Southwest Airlines, okay?
Yeah.
So go ahead and talk.
But that's what's going on, Don. These Catholic charities, these NGOs are getting money from the federal government to set up some type of wayward house for these immigrants that they're bringing in from other countries under the pretense that they're coming from war-torn countries. Well, if that's the case, then build some type of facility to accept and rehabilitate them in an adjacent country where the temperature is nice, the food is conducive, the language is conducive. Why are you bringing them to the United States?
Because they need us.
And they ain't got no, they don't have no skills.
We need them, too.
What skills do they have? They can't build in their own country. That's that other thing. Well, you hear blacks say slaves built the United States. How in the hell are you going to build something where you're at when you didn't build it where you came from?
You did build it where you came from.
No, they didn't. Like what?
Blacks had their own country.
Well, yeah, they did, but they didn't build. They didn't build the things that they had here over there. We know they didn't have no railroads. They didn't have no sewer systems. They didn't have
no
waterworks.
They didn't need it. They weren't going nowhere.
Well, I can understand that they didn't need it. So why do people say that they built America? Who has all those things?
We did because we helped make money that went into putting more money and more money and more money in America.
So how did they help build money? That wasn't the U.S. Look.
Tobacco.
And people say they didn't get paid. That's not true. They did get paid. Many did.
Many did.
Well, how did they buy their loved ones then? How did they buy their loved ones out of slavery?
Got loans. They were beholden to the other people.
Yeah, okay. They got a loan. They filled out a loan application. I thought they couldn't read and write.
Hey, man, two oxen equals one, you know, ship across the ocean.
Yeah, I thought they couldn't read and write. So how did they fill out the loan papers?
Because they know how to do arithmetic.
See, now you've been totally ridiculous, man.
Africans were the first mouth.
It's just as easy to say. It's just as easy to say. Look, I don't know. Why are we being ridiculous?
Who was the first mathematicians? The sand people were first people on Earth.
Nobody knows that. How in the hell do you know that?
Everybody knows it.
No, everybody knows that.
It's a.
We always talk about some people. People always talking about some people that got their ass kicked. That's what it's all about. They got their butts kicked.
We was who you talk about? Africans?
Yes. A slave is the lowest status that you can get, right?
Yeah. Right now it is, but we will be back.
Yeah, we'll come back for what? Hell, you kill all your babies.
Yeah, because our culture cannot handle them because we don't want welfare. We want to work for our own. We
don't work on what, though, Don? What you going to work at? Your education is terrible.
Our women, I know it. We're 300 years behind, almost 300 years behind the white man. But I told you last.
Hell,
show,
you more than that behind the Nigerians.
You don't understand.
Ain't that white?
Wait a minute.
You saying that you're 300 years behind the white man. If that's the case, you're about 600 years behind Nigerians here.
Of course, at least that.
So why do you keep blaming it on the white man?
because right now this is his culture. This is his world right now. He's dying off. His culture is
he's
dying.
He's not dying off. What do you mean he's dying off?
The population of whites is far under.
No,
that,
no, 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 no. You need to check. It's going the other way.
No, the, right now in America alone, the population is going 5.2 up for blacks, 4.8 for Hispanics, 4.6 for Asian, and -5.9 for white.
You know what the percentage of blacks is in Oregon?
Man, there's going to be
1.6%.
2045. 2045 is when the whites become majority minority.
So, yeah, then they qualify for all minority programs.
You guys have 3 minutes before we wrap it up.
I don't give a damn.
2045, Don, that's 23 years from now. You may not be here. And at the rate that blacks are killing each other all over the place, they won't be here neither. They'd be museum pieces.
That's why.
But
I
you
agree.
Got blacks that's doing very, very well. And they
that's
are not
I
going for that crap.
That's why I live in Lean on the Back. You don't understand one of the safest places in all America. And we have the mountains, we have the water, we have Lake Tahoe, we've got clean air.
We're gonna send 800,000 Congolese
Bring.
Over there because y'all need
Bring.
To lively the place up.
You
need
you
the music, the drums.
I told you I'm a member of the African Union, so I'm in.
African Union don't look at you as a diaspora, by the way.
I know. Hey.
You are not a diaspora.
I'm not trying. I'm me.
When they were talking about starting the sixth region, it was not talking about blacks in America.
They wasn't talking about blacks in Reno. That's a damn show. But the bottom line is I'm a member of the African Union. So
yeah, right.
So I do...
I don't know where blacks in America get this whole idea about they being Africans. That's really ridiculous. No, I'm sorry, you United States citizen.
We're both. You go with
no, you can't be
white.
Both. If you go
you
to war against Nigeria, I tell you what, you go over to Nigeria and they tell you. In Nigeria, they call you Kata. You're a Kata.
No, I don't care. Me, I don't give a shit. I know that that I live in America, so that means that I got whatever accoutrements that the greatest people in the world have. I have them. Personally, I do. I have just as much as anybody around, and as you know, this is something you know, we're including a fucking property. So you know, this is something that. I'm proud of, and if I was in Nigeria, I'd probably have it. But hey, it wouldn't probably be like this unless
I. Well, I don't
person.
Think so. They pretty strict,
I'd
man. They're pretty strict.
I know, but I'd be.
They lay their own people down on the face down the dirt and shoot them in the back of the head if you're involved in some bad stuff. Bad
exactly.
stuff would be just shoplifting. To get you beat to hell.
That's why I'm glad I live in America. That's exactly.
See, Americans, especially the Democrats, they condone criminality.
Well, that's because, again, we're learning from white people, and they're talking about
No. If blacks were the first to have civilizations, then white people will learn from them. Right?
Well, we went around just to hear what was up. We weren't necessarily... killing everybody we saw.
Yes, they were, too.
No, we weren't. Anyway,
what, if you weren't killing everybody,
yeah,
causing mayhem,
yeah,
why in the world
yeah.
were they getting rid of you?
Why did I say, because they are...
Are they not
being,
human beings?
No.
Did not the Indians fight the Aztecs? Did the Aztecs not slaughter the Mayans?
Yeah,
huh?
patriarchy. Come on. There's been,
so you're saying that have you ever studied the Biafra War in Nigeria?
We're doing our penance right now. Do you understand? We were here 100,000 years
ago. Oh man, yeah. And what pencil and paper did you write all that down on? 100 million years ago.
100 million years ago, we had writing on the walls and caves.
I thought so. Rock. Black stayed. Wait a minute. Black stayed in caves, huh?
I thought they said whites only stayed in caves.
Sure, you need to quit while you're. Look, you need to quit while you're ahead.
So you're saying Africa doesn't have caves? Okay.
So someplace in the caves, they wrote 100 million years ago. What they write about?
Oh, 100 billion years. I didn't say.
That's what you said.
I said 100,000.
100,000 years ago, what did they write about on the cave? What were we go read this at?
Was it print? Was it Roman numerals?
What type of writing form did they have?
What kind of organization put you up to coming on this show? Because there's nothing you have said that has been a positive.
I'm just asking a question. How did you? How do you? You said that you said you had writings on